Zakdelege Mishnah Vayter, Masecht is Nazir, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. When a Nazir is finished his days of Naziris, and he's ready for the Teglachas, for shaving his hair, he has to bring three karbonis. He has to bring a lamb as a karbon oila, that's Tafka Zachar, then a Nekeva lamb for a karbon chatas, and an ayal, a ram, as a karbon shlamim. He also brings 20 loaves of bread. 10 are mixed with oil, 10 are smeared with oil, they're baked as matzah. What do we do with it? One of each kind goes through tnufa. It's waved next to the mizbeach, together with the foreleg of the ayal, and it's eaten by the kohanim. It's the nazir himself and his guests that eat the rest of the loaves. Either way, here's what happened in this Mishnah. Isha shenadra benazir. This woman made a neder that she's a nazir, and she was mafresh the three animals that we need for the carbon, for the different carbonites, when she finishes her naziris. The only thing is, she never finished her naziris because it stopped in the middle. Her husband was made for the naziris. What do we do now with the animals that she separated for the carbonites? Zakta Mishnah. If these animals that she separated for the karbanis belong to him, to her husband, so teitze v'tira v'eder. Teitze, they're going to go out, the animals will go out, v'tira, they're going to graze, v'eder with the rest of the flock. In other words, there's no kiddush on it. What do you mean there's no kiddush on it? She separated it for a karban. The answer is very simple. If I took your animal and I separated it as a karban, does it have kiddush? No. The rule is ain oda magdish davar shein ishalai. Now, if the husband was not made for her nazirus, so really, providing animals for her karbanis is one of the things the husband has to do. But if the husband is made for her nazirus, and there's no obligation, so there's no kedusha at all on his behemoth that she separated for a karb. But beim shalai se behemta. If the animal she was magdish belonged to her. Now, normally the husband automatically owns whatever the wife owns, unless somebody gives her a matana and says, clearly, I'm giving you this matana on the condition that your husband has no kayach over this. Then it only belongs to her, not to him. We've discussed earlier the things she brings into the marriage, nechsei malag, nechsei tzayim barzel. Those are all things the husband has control of. But if someone gives the wife a present and says, on the condition that your husband has no control over it, that's what happens. And that's what happened over here. This animal belonged totally to her. She separated as a carbon for her naziris, and now the husband stopped the naziris. Now remember, it's not like the husband said that she was never a nazira. Only a chacham who's matir, the naziris, could do that. The husband can only stop it from that point and on. So when she was mafrish these animals, she was a nazir at that time. She just never finishes her naziris. So what do we do now with the animals? Zakta Mishnah hachatas tamas. The carbon chatas is left to die. In other words, says the Batanu, we just wait for it to die. The oila tikrav oila. The carbon oila we could donate as a carbon oila. Vashlamim tikrav shlamim. And the carbon shlamim, we could donate as a carbon shlamim. Why can't we donate to chatas? Because there is no such a thing as a donated chatas. One can only bring a carbon chatas if they're mechuyev a carbon chatas. What's going to be interesting about this shlamim, now, when you donate a carbon oila, an oila is completely consumed on the mizbeach. A carbon shlamim, parts of the shlamim can be eaten. For how long? Depends what kind of a shlamim. The shlamim that a nazir brings can only be eaten on the day that you shecht it and that night. A regular shlamim has the day you shechted that night plus the next day. So even though we're now donating the shlamim, because she's no longer a nazir, but it's still going to have the more strict halacha that v'nachalin liyoyim echad. You will only be able to eat this karban shlamim for one day and a night, as if it was a nazir shlamim. And v'ein ha'tu'unin lechem. Remember how we explained before that normally the nazir brings the karban shlamim together with 20 loaves of bread, right? The 10 that are mixed with oil, 10 that are smeared with oil. Naniliska. She's no longer a Nazira. We know this because the Pasuk says Tosfos, the Nosan al Kapi HaNazir. We spoke about the waving, the Tnufa, but there's no waving over here because there's no Nazir. She's no longer a Nazira. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Let's say she didn't separate Karbonis. But Hoylamois Sesumim. Sesum means like Stam. What does Stam mean? Stam. We don't know yet what it is. What don't we know? She went and she set aside money. She said, I'm going to use this money to buy my karbonis that I need after my Naziris is over. But she didn't say which one is the oila, which one is the chatas, which coin is going to be used for the shlamim. And now her husband was made for the Naziris. Zakta Mishnah yiplu linadav. What do we do with the money? There were special boxes in the base of Migdash. They used that for karbonis tibur that were donated. They took the funds from there, put it over there. Those karbonis were oilis, explains the Batanur. They used to donate oilis for the Mizbeach, and that came from this money. It's going to be more complicated if it was mois mifayroshim. In other words, she is very organized over here. She said, oh, this money will go for the chatas, this will go for the oil, this will go for the shlamim. And now, she's not a nazir anymore. The husband was made for the naziris. Sakta Mishnah, d'mei chatas, the money that was set aside for the carbon chatas, yelchul yam hamelach. It's thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Basically, it has the same din as the carbon chatas that we said before. There's nothing we can do with it. Why the Yam HaMelech? That's because no boats travel over there. I'm not scared someone's going to scoop it up with a net or something. No one goes fishing in the Yam HaMelech. Zok the Mishnah, loy nehenim. You can't have any hana from these coins. They were set aside for a carbon chatas. V'loy mayalin behen. There wouldn't be any me'ila over here. Remember when we learned Masechtas me'ila? Quick chazara just so what's negeya to understand this. A person is not allowed to have hana from Hegdish, personal hana. If someone is oiver, and he has personal hana from Hegdish, he has to bring an asham me'ila, and a chaymish, an extra fifth. But that's only if a person uses, as the Pasi says, kotche Hashem. Being that this money, it's supposed to be destroyed. It's supposed to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. This isn't called Kachi Hashem. You're not allowed to have Hana from it. But if someone does, he's not Moyel Behegdish. On the other hand, Demei Oila, the money she set aside for the carbon Oila. So if you Oila, use it to purchase a carbon Oila. Remember, we can't do this with the money set aside for a Chatas because you can't just decide to bring a Chatas. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Umayalin Behem, the money that is set aside to purchase the carbon oil, if someone uses it for his own hana, he would be mayel behegdish. This is called kachi Hashem. It's set to be used for a carbon. Vaitra says the Mishnah, demei shlamim, the money she set aside for the carbon shlamim, yaviyu shlamim, can be used for a shlamim. And again, the Mishnah reminds us, v'nachalim liyayim echad, but you could only eat it for one day and a night, like the shalmei nazir, not the standard shlamim, where you have the day you shechted, the night of the next day. And here too, v'einan te'unim lechem, the lechem that usually comes along with the nazir shlamim, will not come along with this shlamim because lemaisa, she is no longer a nazir. Okay, so chazring over Mishnah Dala, we have a woman that promised to be a nazir. She separated her behemais that you have to bring, a nazir has to bring at the end of his naziris or at the end of her naziris, carbon oila, carbon shlam, and a carbon chatas. Lemaisa, her husband, winds up being made for the nether. If it was his behema, no problem. It wasn't hers to be magdish to start with. She had a right to do it, because he has to supply it for her. But once she's no longer nazir, he doesn't have to supply it for her. So it's like if I would go into your farm and say, I'm magdish your animal. It doesn't become magdish. Ain't other magdish tava shena shalai. So here it's simple. If it was his, we say Tetzav Etira Be'eder. It just goes out and it grazes with the rest of the herd. If it was hers, because someone gave her this behema or behemois on the condition the husband shouldn't have any rishus over it. So with the Karban Chatas, we have a problem, Thomas. Because you can't donate a Karban Chatas, and she's no longer in the zero, so there's no Chiyav Chatas. But the oila, we can be marked as an oila. The shlam, we can be marked as a shlam. It's going to have a little bit of a chumrah, as opposed to a regular shlamim, that you have only one day and a night to eat it, as opposed to the regular shlamim that you have the day that you shecht it, night and the next day. And it would not require the lechem that comes along with a regular shalmei nazir. If she had money that she set aside for the karbanis, but she didn't say which is the chatas, which money goes for the oila, which coins will be used for the shlamim. So fine, now her husband was made for the naziris, it should all go l'nedav into a special box in the base of Mikdash, and they would take money from there to be used for oila tzibur, for a voluntary carbon oila tzibur. If she designated specific parts of her money and said, this is for the chatas, this is for the oil, and this is for the shlamim, so with the money for the chatas, you can't use it. You have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech to make sure no one gets to it. You now don't have any enough from it, although if someone does have enough from it, he would not be moil behegdish. He would not have to bring a carbon meila. The money set aside for the oila, that we can use to donate a carbon oila. And there would be meila if someone uses it. Money set aside for the shlamim would be used to bring a carbon shlamim. And here too, it would be a little bit more strict than a regular carbon shlamim. It would only be nechal and liyoyim echad, and like a shalmei nazir. But unlike a shalmei nazir, it would not require lechem. How come we don't have a halacha by the behemoth? By the money, we separate two categories. Where the money was plain, or where she said, oh, this money goes for this carbon. How come by the behemoth we don't say that? One case where she said, these behemoths for karbanis doesn't say which is which. And another case where she says, no, this is the chatas, this is the oil, this is the shlamim. And the answer is that we already answered the question. Remember what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah? They're all different kinds of animals. Do you see what type of animal is? You know which is the oil, which is the chatas, which is the shlamim. But with the money, it's shaykh to say. There's just one pile of money, and we don't know which goes for which. He never designated.